Hello and welcome. This is Beata Shalette, and I'm on the phone here today with Dr. Marilyn Joyce. We are talking about women, and it is the International Women's Day today, a great event. And Marilyn and I, we have come up with a couple of things that we think are very important to discuss and hopefully will help all the women on the call and the men that love them to understand them better. So, Marilyn, I'm really excited that you're on the call with me and that you agreed to do this on such short notice. So welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm just thrilled that we're doing this. I think it's great.
Yeah, you've been such a fabulous supporter of all kinds of things, women, and I know that a lot of this is very close to your heart. So let me just introduce you to the listeners that may not be knowing who you are. You are a doctor. You're Dr. Marilyn Joyce. And you are also known as the Vitality Doctor. You are an internationally acclaimed speaker, writer, radio, television personality. You have been widely recognized as a trailblazer on nutrition and lifestyle, primarily for the prevention and overcoming of cancer and degenerative illnesses. You've done this for a long time, I think, over 30 years?
Yeah.
And you and I met several years ago when you were, you know, in the middle of your, you know, motivational and inspirational speaking career, and I've heard you speak, and what you say is relevant and fabulous, and, you know, we're going to learn some more about what you do, and one of the things about you which is very fascinating is that you are a 5-time cancer survivor. So you don't do things just once. You clearly have to figure out how to do it all the way. You used to be a director of the Nutrition for the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. You also, in your spare time, wrote a best-selling book, which is called 5 Minutes to Health. And I can't believe it's tofu. And then you just released a book, which I love and I have. It's called Instant Energy, The 5 Keys to Unlimited Energy and Vitality. But the best part about you is, which I liked from the very beginning, is that you said, if it can't be done in 5 minutes, it ain't going to be done by me.
Yep,
so,
that's my philosophy.
Exactly. So tell us a little bit about your story. Let's just get to meet Dr. Marilyn Joyce.
Okay. Thanks, Beate. I'd love to share that. And I'll keep it brief. But basically, after working at a job I absolutely hated in the 80s as an administrative dietitian, and this was where I really learned a tough lesson about do what you love and the money will follow, or whatever people want to say, you know, use as their byline on that, but come from your passion and don't do things that you hate. I absolutely hated my job. It was a long day. Each day was a long day. And I was raising two teenage kids, and life was very, very challenging, to say the least. And in the midst of all of that, I woke up to a big, you know, black and blue and purple spot underneath my eye, which was hard and crusty. And I went to the doctor and said, could you get this thing off of me? I've got a big presentation that I have to do in a few weeks, and I don't want this on my face. I had no idea what it was, and it ended up being melanoma. 1 week after I got out of hospital from that, I was diagnosed with stage 4 uterine cancer. And the two were separate cancers. And the next 5 years were 5 years of hell, to say the least. And I found myself in 1989, that was 1985 initially, when I was diagnosed. 1989, I was 88 pounds, in a wheelchair, unable to eat or drink anything, and only able to suck on ice chips. And that was the beginning of the miracles that have brought me to living now, 21 years cancer-free, and basically the Vitality Doctor, living in many respects the life of my dreams. You know, like everybody else, we have our ups and downs, but I just feel blessed to be here for this number of years.
And, you know, and it's a truly inspirational story. I mean, I you know, I've heard you talk about your love story with the blender, which I jokingly talk about, but that's really not you know, really not a joke, because I do think that there are many, many health challenges right now that women are facing, especially women that are bombarded now with with so many things that we have to do, so we have no time. We want to take care of ourselves. We want to take care of our children. We want to have time to develop our spirituality. We want a great job. We want to make money. We want to have a good career. So what do you think is the number one health challenge today in all age groups for all women?
Well, I really believe that the number one health challenge, I mean, not talking about heart disease and cancer, et cetera, I really believe it's a lack of energy, personal energy. People are completely pooped, completely tired out and fatigued. They're running around the clock. They're running that treadmill. They're constantly on the go. Life is full of challenges, and especially, you know, we constantly hear in the news all these bad news things about the economy and what's going on in the other parts of the world, and wars is, you know, inevitable, et cetera. And so we're living constantly with the fears that are created by media. We're living with the excessive workload. In this day and age, we don't have the opportunity to turn off like we could have done 100 years ago or even 20 years ago. We have, you know, instant messaging and texting and email and Facebook and Twitter and you name it, and we're just constantly dealing with constantly being on, which completely depletes us of energy, and most of us don't have the tools, which are simple, but we don't have the tools to regenerate quickly and efficiently.
So basically you're saying that all this running around and the availability and the 24/7 plug-in depletes us on so many different levels.
Yes, basically that is it. I mean, if you have the tools, you can be on that treadmill most of the time and still regenerate. I do it myself. But you have to know what to do, and most people don't. So, yes, if you're on a treadmill called life, the way it is today with, you know, constant activity, you know, it's not like you can just go and take a horse ride from one city to the other and relax on the journey over there or in the buggy or whatever. Now you're stuck in heavy traffic if you're going somewhere in a car, and you're texting, or which you shouldn't be doing while you're driving, or you're on the phone talking to people.
You're on the phone the entire time, like me. When I drive in the car, that's when I do a lot of my phone calls.
Same here.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because then I finally have some time to actually sit there. So you're absolutely right. I'm always on. So what do you think stops us, stops women from doing what we need to do to be healthy and vital?
Well, you said it really well just a couple of minutes ago. It's like we constantly put other people ahead of us. You know, we put our kids ahead of us, our husbands or spouses ahead of us. We put our boss ahead of us. We put our, and if we're working for ourselves, we put our work ahead of our needs. I know I can get stuck in that myself, where I can sit down at the computer at 8 or 9 in the morning, and I forget that I have to eat until my stomach says, hey, feed me. You know,
or you mean like when I get an email from you that you send at 3 o'clock in the morning?
That's right. I can literally go from 9 a.m. one day to 3 o'clock the next morning.
Yes. You've been absolutely busted. So do you think that we don't do it because we just don't think about it? Or, like, what is it that
Oh, it's guilt, too. I mean, it's not just about not thinking about it. We might think about it, but then we'll think, oh, but I've got to do this for Henry, and I've got to do this for my daughter, and I've got to get my husband's supper ready, and I've got to get, you know, my boss expects this tomorrow morning. We literally don't allow ourselves to do it because, it's like one young lady the other night suggested that, you know, having a bath made her feel guilty because she was actually taking some time out for herself. That's not uncommon. I used to deal with that myself. It took me a long time to get past the guilt about taking time out just to have a bath.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing is that we don't think that we can, if we stop, it's going to take us 45 minutes to work out, or it's going to take us half an hour to have a bath, or it's going to, you know, we have all these time frames set up. So what I do is I literally dispel the myth that you have to have a lot of time and a lot of money in order to be healthy. It's learning strategies that can literally be injected into your day 5 minutes at a time. And when women understand that, and then we move them past the guilt, because, you know, it's like that whole thing about the airlines. We hear this all the time. You know, you got to put your own mask on, your oxygen mask on first, before you can help anybody else. And that's the way it is in life. If you don't take care of you, inevitably your family's going to end up having to take care of you for you. and that's not fair. You should be taking care of you, so that, and that's where, if there's going to be any guilt at all, it should be around the guilt around not taking care of yourself, not around taking care of yourself.
And so that's what you mean by instant energy. So
yes.
let me ask you this.
Right.
Can we really have energy in an instant? And like, how do you even know this works?
Well, I know it works because it worked for me personally. I was one of my own guinea pigs in the very beginning when I was getting out of that wheelchair and, you know, getting on my feet and starting to live my life. And it was only done through five-minute strategies because I had no energy to do anything more than that. But beyond that, I've worked with thousands, probably hundreds of thousands of people over the last 20-plus years, helping them to understand simple strategies that they can do in 5 minutes or less that can literally instantly boost their energy. And that is no lie. The other aspect is, you know, we talked about this on a call I did yesterday, where just changing the way that you look at something can completely change your experience.
Absolutely.
And up your energy in 1 minute.
Yes, for sure. So let's talk about this energy thing. Well, energy really stands for you as an acronym. Tell us a little bit about what it stands for and how'd you come up with stuff like that?
Well, I love that question, Beate, because when I first came up with the five keys, it was something based on what I learned way back when I was just over 20 years of age. So we're talking 40 years. Oh, my God, 40-plus years ago?
Let's not talk about it.
Where did the years go? I feel better today than I did then. That's the good news. But the point is, it was way back then that I learned these five principles. But, you know, they kind of went in and out of my life as life got in the way. And then as I went through my cancer journey, that's when they became a reality for me. And as I started working with my patients, I started looking at what was I actually teaching them. And it was these five universal principles that I was teaching them. And so when I finished writing them out, I realized that the word energy, which was part of my title in the book at the time, actually represented the five keys and the very significant aspect of the why. So
Tell me, what are
okay.
they?
Okay, so the E, the first E in energy, is exhale first, because what I learned and what I know is that until you completely exhale all the air within you, you cannot fully inhale. So you've got to fully blow that air out, and then from that point forward, you're going to breathe much more deeply in and out, and you'll have a much more rhythmic breath flow, which is critical for being calm and peaceful and allowing your body to take care of the rest of the functions. So that's number one. You can't live without air either for very long, 2 or 3 minutes at most. The next part is nutrition excellence daily. That's the N of energy. And you must consider nutrition excellence daily, not weekly, not monthly, and not January 1st. I always tell my clients that, because it's not about starting a new resolution. It's about constantly taking care of yourself with nutrition.
Oh, you mean like you busted me when we were having lunch in Las Vegas during that conference, and I was eating the burger and the fries, and
that's
you had
right.
your squash soup? Yeah.
Yes, you know, that's, you know, if you do that once a year, that might be okay, but when it's like most of us in North America, and probably in most of the world that's developed, people are living on this kind of party food every day instead of once in a while as a treat. So,
all right. So we've got the E and the N, and now next is the E again.
That's right. And that is exercise for cellular rejuvenation. So that means exercising in ways that will regenerate you from a cellular level, such as rebounding or yoga or Tai Chi. Does it mean you can't do anything else? No. And actually walking and swimming and things like that are natural forms of exercise are also very good for cellular rejuvenation. And even horseback riding, believe it or not, is if it's done properly. So there's different natural things you can do, but it's really about, on a cellular level, rejuvenating your cells through exercise. That are, well, what do you think that is? Rest, relax, rejuvenate.
Yes, I was going to just suggest that.
Yes, exactly. If we don't take time out, I always say take 5 now to save 5 later. And what that means is take 5 minutes now to save 5 years later. And I can guarantee you that was a big problem for me. I was never good at taking 5 minutes out for anything called rest and relaxation. I mean, it just was, the guilt came set in. Now it's an automatic. When my day gets to be too much, I just shut down for 5 minutes, meditate, and then I'm fine. I come back to work, I'm fully rejuvenated and ready to go.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And that leaves us with the G.
The G is gratitude attitude. Apart from the Vitamix, the first day of that miraculous weekend that saved my life in 1989, apart from that Vitamix machine with the nutrition part where I got ice chips with food in it, the next day I met Dr. Bernie Siegel, and he encouraged me to do a gratitude journal. I thought he was absolutely nuts. I mean, here I am given a week and a half to 2 weeks to live. I can't hold any food down, and he's telling me to write a gratitude journal. For what? So the thing was that when I, you know, he reminded me that what we focus on expands. And so I always share with my clients that the first day I wrote that in that gratitude journal, I wrote the same thing five times. I couldn't think of anything to be grateful for. But by the 30th day of that first month, I literally wrote 137 gratitudes. So, and I'm here today, and I'm healthy, and I'm the vitality doctor. So obviously what I focused on expanded. Now, if you focus on negative stuff, we all know people that we don't want to be around because all they talk about is negative stuff, and all they have in their lives is a lot of negative stuff.
Absolutely.
So, yeah. Now, we all have stuff, and I'm not putting that down. We all have stuff, and we all need support. That's part of being alive.
But focusing on the good stuff, Marilyn, I think is exactly...
Yes.
A much better outlook, because they always say there's two sides to every coin. So you can choose to look at it from this perspective or another perspective. And I do believe that God has a plan for us. And
I do too.
At the end of the day, it's all meant to work out just perfectly. So if we see the silver lining in it or what's the lesson in this, it's a much easier way to manage what
Absolutely.
Is in front of us, and especially, you know, in your field when you deal very often with people that have been diagnosed with cancer, this is important to keep in mind that these things are incredible challenges,
yes.
and sometimes people get very angry, but that doesn't help the healing process. So
no, it blocks the flow. It blocks the flow, and that's one of the critical things that I work with my clients on, is to help them reframe what they're going through. Not always easy, and it's not going to happen every minute of every day, but if you can, you know, restructure yourself and reframe throughout the day, you can come to a place where you're moving towards health instead of away from illness, and I think that's a critical part of it.
And what's the why for?
Well, the why, you know, that was a tricky one when I looked at it, and it was, but for me, right away I thought, when I work with clients, it's always all about them. So it's your five keys, because in my book, Instant Energy, for example, there are hundreds of different strategies. You pick the ones that work for you, and you can change them down the road. You know, change them out for something else that's in the book. There's so many strategies to pull from. So it's your five keys at any one time. And that's specific to your needs at that particular point in time.
I love it. I absolutely love it. So let's talk about what are five simple steps that I can do, that every single person who's listening to this call can do in 5 minutes or less.
I'll just go through those five keys and give you one from each. So the first one is exhale first. So the exhale first and then breathe in to a count of four, hold to a count of four, and release to a count of four. Do that for 5 minutes, and that will rejuvenate you. If you want to put on some meditation music in the background to make it a little more, a little easier flow, you can do that.
I can do it when I'm driving the car?
I wouldn't do that when I'm driving the car. I would reserve that for when I'm not in the car.
Okay, so that's something that I'll do before, like first thing in the morning when I wake up, or before.
Yeah, or when you get home from a terrible traffic jam.
Okay.
And you're really strung out. Don't grab food until you've done this first. It will ease your body into a relaxation state, so that when you do eat, you'll digest your food better.
Okay, I like it. All right.
Yeah. So then for the nutrition part, one of the quickest, simplest things I do is I throw some soy milk into my Vitamix machine. I throw in some frozen berries. I throw in some fresh fruit, a little protein powder. I use a product called Complete, Juice Plus Complete. Throw that in, blend that, and I've got a smoothie in 1 to 2 minutes ready to go, and it boosts my energy immediately. Really easy, really healthy, loaded with nutrition. So that's number two. Number three, when we come to the next E, is I'm a reboundologist, and I'm a rebound fanatic. So I get on my rebounder for 5 minutes, and the world disappears, and I start to release all those endorphins, which the research proves it does, and I'm ready to go back to work calm, centered, and relaxed.
And let's just talk about what is a rebounder for those who've never heard
of it. Okay. A rebounder, I just love it. It's a little mini trampoline. It's you want to make sure you don't buy one of those department store variety ones because they don't last and there's been a lot of injuries with them. Get a really good one. The ones I like are by Rebound Air, and they're very good quality with a lifetime warranty. So, you know, a really good rebounder, 5 minutes on the rebounder. I usually recommend people get the bar that you put across it. You can do a lot of different movements with that bar, and it's also, if you've never rebounded, it's a protective measure. So that's the rebounder.
Okay.
Rest and relax and rejuvenate. Well, that can be tied into actually the breathing that we talked about at the very beginning. Or you can just put your feet up, lie down, put on some calming music. I use a CD called The 5-Minute Hour that a really good friend of mine produced, and it is just amazing. There's five-minute meditations on it, and I actually have it on my website. But it's really great because you just put it on, and for 5 minutes you just lie there and breathe and take in the universe as you're relaxing. And at the end of the first or the second or whichever track you use, it's all 5 minutes long. You're relaxed and you're ready to go back to whatever you're doing.
Sounds easy enough for me. I mean, I didn't even know that there were 5-minute meditation tapes out there, but I love it. And sometimes, you know, I took a stress class and all that they did is they just, it's just taking those 5 minutes to be aware of what your body is doing and all the tension that you're holding, and just for a few minutes, just letting all the tension flow out of your body. What a difference that makes in the middle of the day.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, so tell us what you got on the gratitude.
That is my favorite. I've been doing this now for 21 years, and actually a little more than that, and I have about 19 journals at this point in time. And what it is you just take a journal that has a really beautiful cover. You want to look for something that's going to inspire you to write in it. So over the years, mine have been different ones. Some of them have been leather-bound. Some of them have just been really pretty colors, you know, that type of thing. But then you write a date at the top, and you write either first thing in the morning before you get out of bed or just before you go to sleep at night. You write the date, and then 5 gratitudes. That's all you need to do. And if you're having a really bad day, this is a great thing to do in the middle of the day, is to just write the date and write 5 things you're grateful for. It will reframe your day in such a way that the things that are really problematic for you will seem to disappear, or at least they won't be as important. So it's really critical to understand how to use this, and it has to be handwritten on in a paper journal or something that's writable to write on. But it needs to be the flow from your brain through your hand onto the paper. That's to get the maximum benefit from journaling, and in this case, you're journaling what you're grateful for.
You know what I love that idea? I love the idea of doing that in the middle of a day, because sometimes stuff happens in the middle of the day, and you get into a situation at work or with, you know, someone who said something about you, or you found out about something, or, you know, again, a coworker backstabbed you, or a project, you know, got canceled, or your kids yelling at you on how much you suck. I'm the mother of a teenager. I know all about it. So
absolutely.
You know,
I've been there.
When you've been yelled at that they hate you, and then going to write down what you're grateful for, I can only imagine what a difference that would make in the middle of my day to look
really
at that.
Yeah, it really does.
All right, so give us your why, the last one.
The why is just to remind yourself that there's no reason to feel guilt. If you don't feel like doing a specific process, find another one. The main thing is to do something in each of those categories every day and just make them the things that are, you know, there's an expression, the exercise for you is the exercise you'll do, and that doesn't matter whether it's physical exercise or nutritional or relaxation or whatever. It's always what you will do, and that's what's going to work for you. So do what will work for you and have no guilt about it. Just if something isn't working for you anymore, stop it, shift gears, and find another strategy that will work.
That is absolutely brilliant. What a wonderful and easy suggestion to do to you know, just it sounds so easy the way you just said it, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, it really is, and I think that's the problem for most people, is that they complicate everything. And I'm the voice of reason and simplicity, and I'm telling people, you can do it, and you can keep it simple. That's the way you'll do it. So, yeah, it is simple.
Okay, very good. So we'll have, you know, so if you have any questions about this, please, by all means, write them down right now. There's also on the website, on the webcast link, there's a way to ask questions. But I would like you to just, you know, just write them down if you're at home and you're on the live feed, and because we will have some time to actually ask Marilyn about some of her specifics.
Yes, thank you, Beate. And I would like to say now, enough about me. I want to talk about your contribution to women and what you're offering women, because I'm very excited about this. I'm excited to have known you for all these years and watched this whole process become a reality that you've been working on. And I'm just really thrilled that that I know you and that I've had firsthand experience with it. So I want you to share with us, what is the Women's Code?
Thank you. I really, really appreciate your kind words. Well, you know, for anyone who doesn't know, Marilyn is definitely a part of it. And yes, you're right. It's been a process, and it's been a long time coming in many different ways. So yes, I'm the founder and the creator of the Women's Code, and the Women's Code simply is establishing a realistic code of conduct amongst women that reflects who we are today and where we are in history. Because I have realized that when we look around us, that a lot of the stuff that we are dealing with, or that our mothers taught us or our grandmothers put forward, doesn't really apply to us anymore, because this is the 21st century, and we have, like you and I just spoke about, such a number of different challenges that are on our plates that we cannot apply the same rules. We do need a different women's code, and I saw that men have a code, and there's a secret code, and that's been handed down from man to boy, and, you know, man to boy,
yep,
for thousands of years, and for, I mean, it is not even just a question, but we seem to not have one, and it seems to keep changing. So finally, I said, someone's got to come forward with this and establish this global movement. It's about compassion and collaboration, and I'm tired of the competition. I think we need to ensure that we are surviving emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and you know, as you very well know, physically, because the stuff is taking a toll on us, and it is too much to handle. So there has to be a code of conduct. There has to be a code amongst us where we can help each other and support each other to take it to the next level.
Absolutely, Beate. And I think the key thing, you know, that you're bringing up here is that it really is about collaboration, coming together and not competing with each other. Women are the best networkers in the world, and we know how to share, but we've gotten caught up in this competitive world and tried to be women dressed in men's clothes. No, men dressed in women's clothing. That's what I'm trying to say. Instead of being the women that we are, I love that aspect. Yeah, but, you know, I love your story, and I really want you to share that with us. So would you mind doing that? Why are you, you know, give us the rundown on what your story is and why you're doing what you're doing. I know that's a lot, but I want to.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's actually really important, because a good friend of both of ours, Jonathan Sprinkles, always has said that people don't believe anything unless they know, you know, who they're speaking to, and I think that that's very true.
Absolutely.
So basically, I am, you know, I guess I'm a very typical woman in that sense. I'm an immigrant from Germany. I came here over 20 years ago, and I fell in love with a country, and I am in the creative industry. I fell in love with a wonderful man, and he was perfect. He only had one problem. He was a pathological liar. And from there on, I had to pay a very, very deep price for having made a choice that I didn't think through, you know, and I had a baby with him. So I ended up being a single mother, and I had an enormous amount of hardship, and some of the people actually that have known me for many, many years are on this call, and the stories are really true. I mean, I now jokingly say all the stuff that happens to other people happened to me. And, you know, I was an entrepreneur. I ran a photography business, and then my employee did the unthinkable with a key client, and then he financed her business in return for her giving him the mailing list. And next thing, I'm in this huge lawsuit that lasted for over a year. And in the meantime, all hell breaks loose. I'm totally out of money. I've lost all my clients. I lost all the photographers that I was representing. And then I'm thinking, I may recover. And I was a producer, and I produced for big clients, you know, Mercedes-Benz and BMW and, you know, Fredericks of Hollywood. And I had big department stores, Mervyn's at the time, Macy's. I had catalog companies coming from all over the world to produce with me. I worked with The New Yorker out of Germany, Homeboy, Italian catalog companies. I mean, it was unbelievable. And then just as I think, you know, I'm able to bridge this financial disaster, September 11th happened, and I lost $500,000 in a day because at that moment everything just drops. And you think that that would have been it, but it wasn't over yet. And then it really hit. So I go even further into debt. Now we are, it's just this huge thing on my shoulders. I'm not sure how I'm going to survive. My father has a stroke, which then was not a stroke, but he really had cancer, metastasized all throughout his brain, and he died 6 weeks later in my arms. As I am in Germany, and I want you to just go there with me visually. So I'm in Germany. It's snowing, and my father has just passed away. I'm standing in this beautiful little town where his gravesite is, on top of a mountain. It's a Baroque church, and we just literally buried him. And my phone rings, and it's my office from Los Angeles, and they said, "We've just been served a notice." So on all of that, you know, I have $135,000 in debt. I'm losing my house. My father just died. I have no business to speak of. I just kind of can't sort of recover. I have a great idea, but, you know, I'm just not having the money. I now have to borrow money to pay borrowed money back. And I didn't know what was going to happen next. And at that moment, I just had to give it up. And I sank on my knees. And, you know, we often talk about defining moments in life and why we then end up doing certain things. I sank on my knees, and I raised my fist against God. And I yelled at him. And I said, "If you have a plan, this would be a very good time to fill me in." And this is when I decided that this couldn't be all there was for me. I said, there's no way that at the end of my story will be, you know, she went broke over the funeral expenses of her father as sort of the breaking straw on the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back, and in the meantime, I had written a letter to the president, President Bush at the time, and I'm a businesswoman, so I'm very serious about business, and I'm, as you very well know, I'm pretty good with business, and I love it, and it loves me back. So I wrote this business plan. I written the letter out of pure desperation because I had nothing to lose, and I'm coming back from Germany after all of this drama, and we were trying to move, and it's an absolute disaster. I get a letter from the White House, and it says, "The president sends his best wishes." And I got an appointment with the SBA, the Small Business Administration. I secured a loan. I was able to refinance my debt, which freed up my cash long enough. 3 months later, I'm profitable. 18 months later, I sold my company to Bill Gates for millions of dollars.
Oh, my gosh.
So sometimes it just gets so, you know, things change so quickly. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because I really, really, really relate to every woman out there that says, "It's too much. I'm hammered in the ground. I'm overwhelmed. I'm exhausted. I'm isolated. I'm a single parent. I'm shunned. Other people are not talking to me. You know, I feel disconnected. I don't have a support system. what do I do? How do I get out of this? How do I get out from underneath of that? I know what it feels like because it didn't hammer me once. It was a decade of horrible tragedy and bad luck. So the reason I set up the Women's Code is eventually I just had it with that. You know, I had a wonderful neighbor by the name of Carol, and you know who, where there was always a glass of wine when,
yeah.
when even when I had no money to, you know, to buy any, and there was always we called it the Midnight Cafe. It was always open for me to put my head on her shoulder and cry my eyes out. And I had a wonderful friend, Kelly, the only person I knew who was married, who felt strong enough to invite me as a single parent to events. And it was for the love of these two women and the support of these two women that I sort of went through this whole stuff and I recovered. So now I realize, what if we could create this kind of support amongst each other? What if we can you know, take away the isolation of the struggle and take this back out in the open and say, you are not alone. I believe in you. I can see who you truly are, and I support you 100%. Tell me, what can I do for you? And sometimes, Marilyn, that's all a woman needs. That's
Absolutely.
What this Women's Code is all about.
Yeah, it's. I mean, your story is very inspirational, truly inspirational. The first time I heard it, I know I was very inspired too, and I shared that with you because you have been through a lot. You stuck to it, which is what women, generally speaking, do. We get through things one way or another. And the thing that I love about your story is that we just never know when the light's going to come on and great things can happen. But I really think that it really boils down to what you explained was the support you had from two special women. And I met Carol, and I have to admit she's a darling. and it really, truly does speak volumes for that support, that when you have the right kind of support, it can take you through anything and everything to get to the other side. So, Beate, what does the Women's Code actually do?
Well, it's a great question, Marilyn, and it's sort of very, very, very simple. I mean, I'm spiritual. I believe in you know, that there's a God. I do believe we're here for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, when it comes to business, I kick behind. I mean, I like financial compensation. I like to live well. And my, you know, the Women's Code really does put things in perspective. I'm all for tools and systems. So, you know, women that are exposed to the Women's Code and that go through the program or go to, you know, the conference or learn what it's all about, realize that there is a rhythm to life, because that's what, you know, one of the things that I teach, and I call it an egorhythm. And when you realize that you are actually not in a dead end, but that you're just in a particular egorhythm, your own rhythm,
mm-hmm.
then that lasts for a period of time, and then it changes again for another rhythm, then whatever you're going through right now is so much easier to endure. And not just to endure, all of a sudden it's part of a plan that you're actually a part of, that you know what that plan is. So no longer is it this big mystery of what the heck is going on in my life, but now it's about, I see, this is where I am right now. This is what's going on. Okay, so let me be the best I can be in this very particular moment, in this rhythm that I am in, you know, and whether that's a mom or whether that's your career or your health. And sometimes it's tragedy and bad luck, like in my case. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you're just hammered in the ground. So the code makes you realize what you're going through is just part of a bigger picture, that today is not the beginning of the rest of your lives, but that today is just a portion of what else is out there for you. So the women that, you know, that I've been working with, and I've been running many test groups and stuff, they say that the stuff that they take away from it is, they say, it's a revelation. It's not a revolution. They say it's a revelation, because all of a sudden everything makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand the doctrine of many of these so-called tools, where it's like you do this one thing and then everything magically falls into place. It doesn't. We need different tools at different times. Sometimes I need a Dr. Marilyn Joyce to help me to learn about nutrition to fight my cancer. And sometimes I need a coach to help me with the business aspects of my, you know, of where I am. Sometimes I need a therapist if I'm depressed and I need to just get out of that because something terrible has happened. Sometimes I need someone who helps me with organizing things. So I am not here to tell anyone that any one particular thing that you have done or believe in is wrong. I'm here to tell you that everything you do and believe in is right, and it fits in this concept because there's a time and a place for everything, and that you actually learn where things belong, reestablishing the baseline of your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just a whole, I love the aspect of the ego rhythms because it truly is in our lives. We know this as women. We really do have these periods of, you know, our lives looking one way, and then suddenly we go through this change in our lives, and everything looks a different way. You know, it's, I know for me, when I hit the later years of my life, I suddenly woke up and I wasn't the same person, and I wasn't thinking the same way, and it, all the things that I used to do were no longer relevant to who I am today. So it, you know, it was a new ego rhythm that I entered into. So it totally makes sense. Now,
yeah, and even in the time that you and I have been working together, I mean, I have seen you get from one one rhythm out into another. I mean,
oh,
you're
yeah.
clearly stepping into something else right now.
Absolutely. Oh yeah. And it's, you know, having read what you have written on that in the book that you have, I was so amazed at just how easy it made life unfold to understand that nothing was right or wrong. I mean, I've always believed that, but this was confirming. Nothing is right or wrong. It just is where you are right now. I just loved the way you expressed that.
Oh, thank you. I'm you know, and that is what makes me light up, is when I talk to women like you and you know, and so many of these other women that I work with and have the privilege to work with, when I can see how all of a sudden what is buried underneath comes out.
Yeah.
And all of a, and there she is. There's the fun part. There's the person that's in charge. There's the person that's no longer running after her life trying to figure it out. But all of a sudden there's this person that has a clear understanding of where they are, and now they can start to create where they want to go, because now all of a sudden it sort of falls into place. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done.
Yeah, I think, you know, it really just helps women to articulate what's going on for them, and it helps men to understand women. I think that you have stated that, and I believe that that's absolutely true. So, Beate, how does the woman's code actually impact women, and can you give us some examples?
Oh, absolutely. For example, I'm working with a client right now who came to me a couple months ago, and she literally has followed me for about a year, and I think she sort of secretly interviewed me, although she denies that she did that, but she was checking me out for a period of time to see if I was real, which is perfectly okay. And when I first started working with her, she was very angry. I mean, to the point where I gave her references to check with other people I work with, and she was able to upset every single person she called. Just because, you know, and I didn't realize what sort of was going on with her. So the first time, you know, so when we then sat together, and the first time we talked, I had two choices. I could have said to her, "What the heck is wrong with you?" So I sat down and I looked at her and I said, "Tell me what happened to you." And it was all of a sudden, you know, from that perspective of looking at her, that someone turned the key and this whole tough shell just started to crack. Mm. And I got a really good glimpse of that there was something inside, you know, that needed to be uncovered. And that's what I've been doing. So I've been working with her for a couple of months. You will not believe the transformation. She's cracking jokes. We figured out, you know, in her particular case, because there's an uncovery process. So we first have to get to what really the elements are. And in her particular case, she was so buried at her work that she literally needed an assistant to, you know, get rid of that day-to-day stuff that was just totally pinning her down, stifling her creativity. And now she has this assistant, and it's an absolute miracle of what has happened to this woman. And then, you know, and another coaching client that I, you know, woman I work with, she has had so much bad stuff. I mean, I had bad stuff, but her stuff's 10 times worse than mine, you know. In mm-hmm. her case, it's the children, and there's addiction issues, and there's depression, and then there's financial difficulties and the complete lack of job. And I mean, it is as bad as it possibly can be. And in her particular case, what the women's code does, it's just giving her the support every single day to remind her that there's someone who believes that she can get out from underneath of that. And sometimes that's all there is. Sometimes that's all you kind of can do. So, you know, once you start going step by step and you get out from underneath, that's when we then start to create plans and create a path of how you get from where you are to where you want to go. But first we have to identify what's underneath. You know, again, yeah. The uncovery process is really huge. And then, you know, we do also fun little things. Like, you know, again, I'm very much into career and business, so I've invented the Cinderella rule, which you know very well.
Yes.
And the Cinderella rule is something that I tell all of my clients. I said, you know, you always got to dress up when you do business, and especially when you travel, you always got to go to the bar, because that's where everyone goes who you know, to unwind after the end of a long day, especially after conferences. I did more business at the bar than anywhere else. So
exactly.
The Cinderella rule is you dress up, you go to the party, you have 3 drink maximum, you walk to your room alone, you're in bed before midnight.
I love it. I don't always live it, but I love it. I think it's absolutely perfect. I mean, it's truly the way that, you know, when you handle yourself that way, you feel better about yourself the next day. You've got your girlfriends to turn to talk about what occurred, the people you met, whatever. You know, it really boils down to supporting each other, seeing and believing in each other, and living by the rules that will, the Cinderella rule, which I love, for which will keep you feeling great about yourself as well. So,
Thank you. That's wonderful.
So, Beate, you've got me all excited now. I want to know what the best way is to get started with the Women's Code.
Well, the best way with the Women's Code to get started is to start going, you know, to go to the conference, because I am having, you know, the first conference on March 25th or 27th, and I'm really excited to tell everyone that you are part of it.
I'm excited about that myself.
Yes, we've come up with some really good programs. And what makes it very different, and, you know, don't worry, this is not going to be sort of the hardcore pitch where we hammer you in the ground, but we really just want to talk about what is designed here to assist women. And if it's right for you, then you'll know who you are. And if it's not right for you, that's okay too. You know, maybe you're not ready. Maybe this is not the right thing. And we, you know, I completely understand that. So, you know, I got a little tired of going to these conferences where there's so much talking all the time. And then at the end of the day, you walk home with a list that's 10 times longer than, you know,
mm-hmm.
than you can even do
yep.
in the next year. So I said, if I do a conference for women, I want to make sure that we address the problem or we talk about the issue, and then we do the exercises that help you to get to the bottom of that, and then there have to be the tools that will help you then to put things in motion right there and then, so that when you come back after this weekend that you feel you've done something for yourself. So we have yoga, we have Pilates, we have breathing, we have meditation, we have a breakthrough practice, which you and I are going to be doing together, mm-hmm. where it's all about support, forgiveness, where you will be working with another woman. And it's all done right there and right then. And for everyone on the call is, you know, I've designed a special offer, and the offer is on the webcast page. But I know we have a lot of people live on the call, so what I will do is I'll send you the link after we hang up on the call, so you can access it. The ticket fee is $599 at the door, but, you know, as a special for everyone on this call, we are doing a $299 special, and then for an extra $100, you have a choice of bringing a friend. So so, you know, the two of you can go in for $200 a pop.
And this is so powerful. This is an amazing price for something that's got so much to offer. And the fact of the matter, I mean, I know how much I've spent on different workshops and seminars over the years, and never have I gotten what this is going to offer. And the key thing for women is that we're experiential. We're process oriented, and we don't really function well, most of us, with just a like you said, a long list of things that we take home with us, and now we've got to implement all that stuff. And 9 times out of 10, if we get to one thing, we've gotten to a lot. But when you experience things firsthand, it changes everything.
Absolutely.
You come away having actually grown right in the process.
Exactly. So, Maren, what do you say? Let's open the call and let's see if anyone has any questions for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, one moment, please.
Yep.
All right, so we have everyone on the call now live. So if you have any questions, please just say your name and for whom the question is, and then we'll get going here. Anyone have any questions?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Do you have a question for us? Okay, I guess not. Well, I see that everyone here is live, though, so so if you have a question, just to interrupt us and jump right in, and Marilyn and I, we're just going to sort of continue for like a couple more minutes, and if you don't have any questions, then we are going to let everyone go about their merry business. So, I mean, in any case, I thank you very much for joining us and giving us an hour of your time. And Marilyn, anything you would like to add?
Well, I would very much love to. I'd love to hear some questions, because I'm sure with all of what we covered, there's probably questions out there. So, is there anyone there that has a question to get yourself
Marilyn?
Going forward? Hello.
Hello, Marilyn. It's Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi. Hi, Beyonce.
Hi.
So I guess, are you going to be in the conference, the Women's Code? Will you be speaking and giving advice and giving tips on nutrition and how to get your energy back up? Because that's one of the things that I'm really struggling with, is having the energy and finding the time. it's so difficult, you know.
Yes, well, I know that Beate and I have a very special set of processes lined up for Saturday evening, and so that will be one of the things that I'll definitely be addressing in that segment.
Yes, we are. Yes,
yeah.
We are. To answer the question, yes.
Yeah.
It is a part of actually the process. Everything that we talked about will actually be physically implemented.
Yes. Yeah.
So you will be doing a 5-minute exercise with Marilyn right there, right then. That will demonstrate the concept, so you can take that home immediately that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
All right. Anyone else have a question, or should we just cut the call off?
It sounds like we've got activity in the background there, but no questions.
Yeah. No, I can hear TVs going and everything. So I you know, and that's just the way life goes, because busy moms have kids that have to watch TV so she can get on a call and listen.
That's right. Exactly.
To some of them.
We
yes.
Be there. We know
thank
that one.
You. All right. So thank you, everyone, for being so gracious for the time. And if you have, I'm going to send the link out for everyone who's interested in joining the conference. And I hope I get to see you there. And Marilyn, thank you again for your generosity of doing this call with me. As always, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, and vice versa. Thank you so much, Beate. This is
okay.
Great.
All right,
Marilyn,
everyone.
Thank both
Marilyn.
I thank both of
yeah.
You.
Is there,
thank you. Take care.
Marilyn?
Yes?
Could I, this is Michelle, would I be able to Facebook you a message? I have someone here that I'm really concerned about, and I wondered if we could maybe do a three.